God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fertile and multiply and fill the earth. Dread fear of you shall come upon all the animals of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon all the creatures that move about on the ground and all the fishes of the sea. Into your power they are delivered. Every creature that is alive shall be yours to eat. I give them all to you as I did the green plants. Only flesh with its lifeblood still in it you shall not eat. For your own lifeblood, too, I will demand an accounting. From every animal I will demand it, and from one man in regard to his fellow man, I will demand an accounting for human life. If anyone sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God has man been made. Be fertile then and multiply, abound on earth and subdue it." God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, all the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of a flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth." God added, "This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." The word of the Lord. Earlier in the book of Genesis, we read, "For the Lord God had sent no rain upon the earth." Thus, the flood was that much more remarkable, and it rained and rained. Earlier in Genesis, we also read, "On that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. The rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Noah was spared the threat of losing everything in floodwaters. Scripture calls him righteous, so he had direct instructions from God as to what to do to prepare for this seeming devastation. Consider the huge ark. Look in your mind's eye at the parade of animals, two by two, that has been figured in animation, video, children's literature, toys, decorations. Everywhere we see this remarkable procession. Perhaps it looked like we think it looked. Perhaps not. So then it rained and rained, and Noah and the animals endured life confined to the ark. When it finally stopped raining, there was the situation of waiting for the floodwaters to subside. When the dove finally returns with the olive branch of dry ground, safety, and peace, we note one last spectacular declaration. God asserts that this will never happen again. The covenant of peace between God and God's people, present and to come, is a fact. God cannot and will not forget us. Through all this, we see the God of our ancestors reaching into the lives of God's people, our God too, telling of great love and protection. So we say, look at all the terrible things that befall our human world. What is this about? What now? What does all this have to do with the covenant of then and now? I suppose our challenge is twofold. First, to let God continue to be a God who allows our world to spin on and on, to permit human decisions and natural happenings. Second, look beyond whatever it is. Past the flood, the fire, the hurricane, the tornado, the violent attacks, person against person, the domestic violence, the physical and other abuses, and on, to see the presence of God still there. Really, our God is still there. Let us open our hearts to receive whatever God wants us to learn, to hear, and to believe beyond misery and difficulty. Yes, our God has spoken. This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. The rainbow, this rainbow in the clouds serves as a sign of this covenant between God and the earth. So when we see a rainbow in the sky, let this speak to us not only of the beauty of creation and the marvelous designs of nature, but let it remind us of the covenant. Whether or not we believe that the flood itself really occurred as told in so many ways, we must admit that God is in that color, that splash, that leprechaun gold at the end of the rainbow experience. We have our God. We see the bow. We relish the covenant.